Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are live. Anybody want to call in and speak on the subject, you can call in at 646-716-8447. All right. And the reason why I didn't want to put my YouTube content on my podcast, I just did not want to do that. I wanted to just tape other episodes that I don't, or that I talk about, and I get more in details about it and stuff like that. But if people request, if y'all say, hey, Wally, I would like for you to put the YouTube stuff on there. So let me do a poll right quick, and I'm going to do a poll on my community wall. But would y'all want me to post my thing on the podcast? My YouTube content on there, let me know. If you want to listen on the podcast, let me know in the comments real quick. Press one if you want me to post my YouTube stuff on the podcast. If you're interested if you to listen on that, let me know. I'm going to do a poll on the community wall and see what the people say in the majority win. Somebody say yes. Okay. All right. Somebody say yes. So say one. Okay. Let me know. Why do you get a yes? You only one person. most of y'all at work. So I'm going to do the community wall thing on there. So definitely. Okay. Yes. Let me see if I can get... Let me call Rico because this lady just texted me something about Rico. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Anonymous, you live on the Wiley Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Wiley.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning? I would like to comment on Angela Stanton.
Okay.
I think that's a great woman. You know, her story and journey is amazing. I wish that most people, you know, probably agree with her secretly, but they just can't get past her stance. And I'm not even going to call it a stance on trans because she just has an opinion about her her son. Because she was like, she just cannot call him a woman when she birthed a man, and that's her right as a mother. So we the people should understand that. But as far as abortions and stuff like that, her message is very, very good. And you know, she has an interesting story, a woman who spent life in prison, you know, come out and make something of herself. And it's like the perfect story of the Democratic Party. They want us to be down in poverty, you know, all our lives. And I really hope people are paying attention to what the Democrats are doing, especially this year in 2020. I feel like we have not heard anything about from Kamala Harris, and the main reason why people was like vote her in because she is a woman and a black woman, but that was no reason to vote somebody in office. So these people are not doing anything for the black community when the black community put them in the White House. So people really, I really hope people are paying attention to what the Democrats are doing. And that bill that Joe Biden wants to pass, I agree that it should not get passed because there are a lot of unnecessary things in there that don't need to be in there. We need to get the borders under control. I'm not saying build the wall and close the borders to everybody except for American people, but we have people coming in this country that we don't know. Just on the other day, 2 days ago, the New York Post posted a story about migrants flying in to New York in the wee hours of the night. And they said that the White House has not commented on it. We need to know what's going on. And I don't see people really talking about it. I just see it's being talked about on Fox News, but it's not being talked about on CNN. And so the media is, you know, trying to pander towards the Democrats, and they're, I feel like they're covering up things. So Joe Biden needs to do more for the American people, especially the Black American people. We have got, the Black people have voted him in, and he went and did a slap in our face and passed the Asian hate crime bill when last year in 2020, Black people was getting killed and assaulted.
But that's not just towards, okay, but that's not just towards Asians. That we under that umbrella too. It wasn't just, it's not just for Asians. That's for Blacks. That's for Hispanics. If it's a hate crime, it's a hate crime. That's just not just toward Asians.
It was mainly built on Asian hate. It should have been.
Okay, but it's not just. But that law could be used if you, as a Black person, as a victim of a hate crime, you can use that law to benefit you as well, to protect you as well. So it's not just towards Asians. I just want
to. Black people. The thing about it is, they think that Black people can be bought, and I really want my Black people to wake up. They give us statues and they give us names of streets. We don't need that. We need real laws. Stop accepting statues and monuments from these people. Get some real things, things that are going to benefit our children, our children's children, not something for us to look at and get vandalized the next day. The Democrats are not doing anything for Black people at the moment. So most people should turn over to conservative or independent liberals, or maybe look at the Republican view, because they are for independent people.
All right. Thank you, sister, for calling in.
Mine.
All right. 1922, call you on air.
Hey, Wiley. This is T.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. I have so much to talk about. Oh, my. I don't even know where to start. That caller just had me perturbed just now. First of all, let me address. Oh, my goodness. Okay. First of all, I am sick and tired of Black people devaluing the progress that Black people has made for our people. I mean, of course, we may want more, but stop acting like we haven't done anything. Like we just laying around like we're able to have this conversation because Black people have fought for us to be able to have this conversation that we're having right now. You understand? So don't devalue monuments or statues when just 20 years ago we was asking for statues and monuments so we could see ourselves as well as accomplishers in America, you know? Like we always, it's like we're the pot calling the kettle Black. She act like she a slave or something. You're not a slave. And you're not a slave because Black people sat on their ass and didn't do nothing. You understand? You're able to talk what you're talking because Black people are doing something. Maybe not at the time frame that you want it, but do more. Be a part of the solution and not a part of the conversation. You understand? And that's going back to Angela Stanton. I am one of the people that when I first was told about Angela Stanton, I did not like her. I swear, because she was a Trump supporter. Clearly, and I'm a smart person, but I did not like her. I could not hear what she was saying until I saw her on Kwame Brown's, the interview with Kwame Brown. That sister is smart. You understand what I'm saying? I had to turn around and realize I had to start respecting what Angela Stanton was saying. No, she may not sound all nice and pretty, but as real as you can get. You can't get no realer than Angela Stanton. And the one thing that she always say, and I agree with, and now it's a part of my motto, seriously, we are always willing to sit around and argue about the things we disagree on, but how about let's stop putting time into that and sit around and talk about the things we agree upon. You understand? Because sitting around and talking about what we disagree on is not making changes.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I would say that, you know, we as the Black community have to have that mindset of becoming entrepreneurs, right? Having that mindset to create our own jobs and create our own outlets for our own people. And that's what we have to have, that mindset. And then also, we have to have an agenda that demands us, you know, demanding our leaders, our political leaders to do for us, right? And we have to be on one accord with our agenda. And that agenda will not only benefit black people, but it will benefit, period. Because when black people rise, other races of people will rise. But I do believe that we need an agenda, a black agenda. And the thing about President Biden, he wanted to do something of, oh, my gosh, what plan did he come up with? I can't even think of the man plan. It was about home ownership, entrepreneurship. And, you know, Ice Cube had a plan. They dragged Ice Cube because Ice Cube was supposed to go to meet with President Trump, and they dragged Ice Cube. And Ice Cube, he ain't even talking about the plan no more. But what I agree with you, we need to have a conversation on what we agree on and not focus on what we disagree on. But I agree with you on that. So, I definitely.
Yeah, but you know what? While I get it. I get the whole everybody should want to be entrepreneurs. While we have not just started wanting to be entrepreneurs, you understand? There's just certain places where we live, they just don't allow us to be entrepreneurs. And the reason why the entrepreneurs, the black entrepreneurs that have tried to be entrepreneurs, the problem is the black people don't even support the entrepreneurs. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They don't. So you want people to be, there has to be a balance. You have to be willing to be an entrepreneur, and you have to be able to be a good worker. Everybody can't be a owner. You understand? You have to have that 9-to-5 shift. You have to have those people. So everyone can't strive to be entrepreneurs because you're wasting time when we need you as a good worker, because maybe that's really where you belong. And the problem is that we are some way validating or giving the entrepreneur some kind of credit or more credit or value than a person who doesn't want to be an entrepreneur. Now, I'm on both spectrums. I've become an entrepreneur. I've owned my own salon. Baby, that is hard work. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You don't know
what it's like to be an entrepreneur until you become an entrepreneur. And then you really get to decide whether or not, are you really an entrepreneur? Because it's not easy to be an entrepreneur just to own your own company and for it to be successful and for you to be able to, you know, take care of your family and all that off of it. You just doing it because you think you have a good idea. No, that's not what an entrepreneur is. An entrepreneur is not a good idea.
I agree.
You have certain leadership skills.
It's a lot of work. I agree with you actually on there, but I'm glad that you brought the point up that you are a fan of Angela. I think if more people actually listen to her and not listen to a soundbite and actually take time to listen to her. So I think the beauty of Tasha K platform of interviewing Angela Stanton on her show, it really showed us that, you know, she really have some great ideas and she really had a seat at the table with President Trump. Right. Not too many black people can say, hey, I sat with President Trump. And one of the things that she got done from President Trump that he actually agreed to and he actually passed the law, that I didn't know that if you were delivering a child that they would have you chained to the bed. I did not know that if you're in prison, if you are or Joe are in prison, they can chain the officer can chain you to the bed while you're delivering a child. But Trump put a stop to that. So I didn't even know that even existed in the first place. So for her to do that and for Trump to agree to that, it's some good things. And so I think what Angela Stanton does as well, she helped bring awareness to Trump policies that benefit the black community, where some people may not know because they don't like Trump and they think Trump didn't do nothing, but he did some things that was great for the black community, not just for the black community, but minority people. So yeah, I listened to. I don't know if you watched the show on her app, but
no,
it was.
No, I didn't.
It's well
I
worth
didn't
it.
Watch the show. And trust, I am a wino. Okay, I'm a wino. I love Tasha K. She just gives me energy. You understand? I can feel it through the phone when I'm watching her and watching her live. But I did not learn about Angela Stanton, unfortunately, through Tasha. You know. I learned about her through Kwame Brown's page, and he's another person that's all in that same spectrum that's trying to say, listen here, let's talk about what's going to make change and not just talk about, like I say, what we disagree on, you know? And it was there when it was having that forum in Florida that I wish I could attend it, you understand? Angela Stanton, when I heard her on Kwame Brown's page, it was the same feeling I got when I grew up listening about Farrakhan. I heard so much, I'm 44, I heard so much stuff about Farrakhan, right? But one day, a Muslim friend, when I moved to Atlanta, told me to come and listen to Farrakhan by yourself, not watch him on TV, and for me to give a donation. So I gave a $10 donation. I went and sat in this area where Farrakhan was talking. Do you know why? I was sitting on the edge of my seat from the beginning to the end. It was nothing like what was portrayal, you know, what was given to us about the interpretation of what Farrakhan spoke about. And sometimes you have to listen to these people unedited, you understand? Unedited,
yes,
without them cutting out pieces of what they're saying so you can really hear what they're saying. Because that's what Sister Angela Stanton, I wouldn't want her to speak any nicer, because the shit that we're going through is rough, and we need to hear it rough so we can let it sizzle in our spirit, like Country Wayne said. You understand?
This should need to sizzle in
your spirit.
I remember that I was listening, and funny you said Mr. Farrakhan, I'm a huge supporter of his. I was listening to his speeches and his lectures on YouTube. I'm a huge fan. I got to see him in person and meet the brother, but he speaks so much truth. I was watching a lot of his lectures. Like, man, it was one lecture that I watched, and Jesse Jackson was speaking. He said, we're winning. You know, black folks are winning. We got the public accommodation bill. They're winning in Africa. We're winning. And Minister Farrakhan was like, on one hand, we winning. But on another hand, the masses of people keep losing. And it was just an amazing clapback of him bringing it up. And another thing he said that I was watching, because I watch a lot of Minister Farrakhan lectures, he was sitting down with Travis Smiley. He was sitting down with a whole lot of folk. And he said, what was the slogan back in the day? Jobs and justice. Well, what was the slogan 20 years from now on the marginal wise? Jobs and justice. Well, what is the slogan today? Jobs and justice. So he was saying, why are we keep begging white folks to do for what we can do for ourselves? So a lot of things I agree with Ms. Farrakhan. I would love to meet him in person. I agree with you. You got to listen to stuff in full context, because you can't be listening to the mainstream media, because what they're going to give a little sound bite. But if you actually listen to his full speech, is actually amazing. And it's, you can find a lot of his full lectures on YouTube.
It was profound. He planted a nail in my foundation and in my humanity when I heard him speak. When I heard Angela Stanton, as smart as I think I am, when I heard her speak, she put another piece of nail to help me grow as a black woman, as an individual. And the main thing that she said was, there's a lot of people out here waiting and sitting around for the gift of the hard work of the others who's actually doing. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And in some way in reality, like, we're sitting here, we're having this conversation. We may think we're doing, but we're not doing. You know, in a sense of, are we really trying to put our feet to the grassroots? Because we need grassroots. We don't need just a bunch of talkers.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We always sit around and talk and try to get the rewards of the hard work of the people who's putting grassroots in. I want to be a grassrooter. You understand? So I just hope that these conversations, like what you're having today, what I heard on Kwame, what Tasha K, and you see that this is a full circle going around. No matter if Tasha K is where I heard of Angela Stanton, Kwame, Angela Stanton, Tasha K, this is a circle. Wiley, this is just a circle. You understand?
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm
absolutely
just happy to be a part of that circle.
Absolutely. You agree. I agree with you 100%. And that's why it's so amazing to get up and have these conversations, especially with you, and bringing it up. And you brought up a good point. Being an entrepreneur is not easy. It's a lot of work being an entrepreneur. You got to put a lot of hours in being an entrepreneur. So, you know, it's just real good that we having this conversation in this morning.
Okay, yep. And I'm going to try to get off the phone because normally I get sidetracked. I know I get sidetracked being all silly and stuff, but this morning it was kind of deep. You know, but now we're going to get into a little silliness, a little quick now. You know, now I thought you was going to review Chasing Reality too in Dallas, but I kind of figured why.
I watched the first episode. I had some time, and I'm gonna review it. I just got to watch because I watched the first episode of Chasing Reality. I got to definitely watch that. Yeah, definitely got to. Hold on 1 second. Hello? Who is this? Oh, okay, yeah. Can you give me a call back? I'm in a meeting. In about an hour. All right, thank you. Mm-hmm, bye-bye. All right, yes. Okay. So I'm glad that you about Jason Dallas. I watched the first episode. I'm loving Robert. I'm loving, shout out to Carrie D. I think he's doing an amazing thing. I didn't like the rapper that he produced, and he's trash. He's attractive, but he's a trash rapper. I'm liking Reese G. I'm liking George is my favorite character because he's a Kiki. Reese G, just a diva. I'm loving Trey Howard. He's so adorable. I'm loving that black gay love. I'm loving that. But I watched the first episode, so I'm going to review it because all my supporters want me to review it. So I'm going to review it.
Yeah, because this season is good.
I understand.
This season is good. I salute Reese G and Queen Reese. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. He's growing. Production, visuals, everything is coming
along.
But to
me, the professional, did you hear all that noise in the first? I don't know. Maybe it's me.
Yeah, one time they was in a restaurant, and you can even tell that they felt like the people that was in the restaurant was too loud because they looked that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then the professional, it was like a lot of noise. You know, in the first episode, he was eating barbecue with his mama, and that was – listen, I get it.
They're going to have to get some kind of equipment that can block out sound.
Yeah, and then why would you be in a loud restaurant? Go outside with his lesson or be in an apartment, eat some barbecue.
Yeah, but you know what they're trying to do is they're trying to give more visuals, and we have to, like, ride with them until they make it to the point where they can afford to have a setting and the people not really be making money still while they're trying to film a show, you know?
I'm like,
they just
want to
get more sales. I really don't want to. I'm tired of seeing them on the side of the building talking.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah, you're right.
I don't want to see them on the side of the building talk.
You want to see them travel to Dubai.
Yeah, so what they're trying to do is they're trying to create better settings, more realistic settings, you know? And that's going to come with, you know, it's just what, their third, fourth year. I'm a Chasing Reality fan from beginning to now. My favorite, I love Tracy D. What did you say, Tracy? Little singer, light-skinned one.
Oh, Carrie
I
D.
would love to do
Carrie
his
D.
hair. It's a hot mess.
Yeah. I actually interviewed Carrie. I think he's doing amazing, actually, on the show. I'm going to review the show. At first, I stopped doing it because I kept dealing with the drama, the messiness. They said I'm screwing people. They said I'm unfair. But I'm definitely bring back.
You had that little line with Reese G. Now it is what it is. Now
it is what
Reese
it is.
Got some clicks of views and stuff off of that. So while it made you relevant, it's all gonna work
true.
In its favor. That's what I say. And your baby just came back on the show, Dre Simber, drizzling on them hoes. You know, so you gotta watch it. I ain't gonna tell what's happening. I'm gonna let you go ahead and
I like me some Dre Simber. I don't care my audience don't like him because my audience is mostly women. They're not really LGBT, you know, the culture. A lot of that, they don't understand the culture. But Dre Simber is my favorite. I love Dre Simber. I would like to, you know, if he was in Dallas, I would like to go. I still owe him a dinner date. He's just amazing. Dre Simber is just a firecracker.
He's there.
I've been saying that Dre Simber needs his own YouTube show, and he keeps jumping on other people's lives. I'm like, dude, get your own show. And he
I don't know if Jay Simber is, see, you remember I told you about the entrepreneur and the worker?
Mm-hmm.
There's some people who can carry your content better than you can carry your content. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
He is not the entrepreneur. He can't control and maintain it and set it up, make sure the light's on, make sure the water on, make sure it starts on time. He's not that guy. He's a good worker, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's why he keeps telling people, I am the art.
Yes.
Just let me do me. I'm the art. I don't want to do all that. I just want to be me and give you Dre Simber. And then let the art make the money. I don't want to do anything else outside of that.
But,
I don't want to.
For me, I wish that I had a lot of – for me, I hope that they get some investors. And see, I'm learning the business part of this because I don't know if you watch Roland Martin. He have some advertisers now with Ford, I think Ford and all that. He have commercials planned, and his YouTube, he dropped commercials with them. He get a check. So I think that Chase the Reality, they need a sales and marketing team that get commercials, not only just regular folks getting paid for advertising, but they need to be banging on the doors of these Fortune 500 companies and say, hey, we have this reality show with all these views, with all this built-in audience. Can you come and, you know, sponsor an episode with us? They can do that.
That's like somebody telling you, You need to do this to make your show better.
But you can do that.
Honestly,
you can do that. And I was having a conversation with somebody. I said, you really can. You got to have the email. You got to have people that know how to talk to the sales team. Have a sales team that all their job is to get advertisers to come on your show. You can do that instead of just depending on a regular Google check. You can go outside that and go to advertisers. That's what Roland doing for his show. And I think that's amazing because I don't see too many people that do YouTube that actually go to advertisers and getting these big budget advertisers on the show. And I know it's hard for us black folks to get advertising dollars because it's very limited. And this is why a lot of black shows don't make it or black media die out because they don't get the advertising dollars. If you understand what I'm saying, like all of these right wing shows that you see, they get advertising. They get one right wing show outlet was getting AT&T check. You know that's a check right there. So just imagine if AT&T sponsored Chase Reality, then they'll be able to put them on payroll instead of them doing it for free, instead of them being in a loud restaurant with a whole bunch of noise. They could actually rent the restaurant out.
Yeah, they can film the shit at 3 a.m. when the restaurant ain't even open. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But they got to think like that. But what I'm saying is, we have a copycat mentality.
That's true.
Yeah, you know what I mean by that? Like let's say you are where you are and you say, oh, I just want to get on TV. I want to get on TV because that's a copycat mentality. Not saying something wrong with it, but that's what everybody feels that they need to do in order to be successful. And then you have someone like Tasha K said, I don't really need that fucking TV. I make my own checks, you know? So it's teaching you how to use the area where you are, where you don't have to think in the copycat version because this is how these people say they made in your industry. Someone's trying to show you a different way to make just as much money, and you don't have to do it in that way. We have to be willing to really step out because you don't have to be on mainstream TV anymore because of evolution in order to be successful.
No, you don't. And you don't. And actually, you can build a big audience online and mainstream, quote-unquote, Netflix, Hulu, HBO. What's the girl that produced Insecure? She started on YouTube. Many people forget that. But that girl, that executive produced and star, Issa Rae, she was a YouTuber. People forget that. They don't give her that credit. But she started on YouTube. And she got a show on HBO, and now she got other stuff. She acts, and she's doing all types of stuff, but she started that on YouTube. So what I'm saying is you can get more big deals if you build an audience and come in, you get more credibility, you get more power and more say when you come in with millions of followers and a consumer base. So I agree with you. It's multiple ways to make money now because we do have online. So I agree with you on that.
Yeah, because it's like sometimes that's how you could be your own entrepreneur. Because once you go on TV, you're no more your own boss.
That, well, that's true.
Once you go on the main screen, it's like, you know, it depends on how it's worked out. You're on a sitcom or something. You're not your own boss there.
Absolutely. You're right
about
that.
You're only your own boss when you sign the contract. When that contract is made. After that, you know, that's the only time you're in control.
Yes. Well, we thank you, sus. Miss
okay,
T.
Then I'm gonna go ahead and get off. I'm sorry for I was leaning on this call. I'm sorry,
I
love ain't reading the chat.
You don't have to apologize because that is what the call line is for the viewers to call in and we can have dialogue. So I'm glad that you called in this morning. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go ahead and get off this. Let some other people
okay.
come on.
All right.
And y'all be good. Ciao, ciao.
Bye. Yes, so he, to bring that to that point, Roland went to these advertisers, and he still go to these advertisers, and he get commercials playing in his video. Yeah, yeah. So I reached out. I did reach out to Reese G to come on my show. Let me see if I can call him now on the air. Give me a second. I reached out to him. Yes, I did. I reached out to Reese G to come on my show. I surely did on September 14th. Let me call him now. Hopefully he answer. Give me a second. Let's see, because I reached out to these folks. Oh, he didn't answer. I reached out to him. Hopefully he sent me a message. Let me see. Okay. Okay. I remember back when we had our little beef. Back in 2019, let me go back to these messages. This is back in 2019. We have a little history. And let me see, where is 2019 at? Because I remember I put something out. I would like to know how long you're going to continue to pick, though. Why are you doing it? What you mean? Reese G was like, I would like to know how long are you going to continue to pick, though? Why are you doing it? I don't understand what you're trying to say. You continue. Oh, he said, you continue to speak negatively, put out false narratives about me and the show. So I would like to know how long are you going to continue to pitch, as well as I would like to know why are you starting to speak negatively? I said this to Reese G. I said, quote, I have a source that gave me information. I am helping the show by talking about it on my platform. You dog me out on your platform. I have a right to defend myself. Reese G responded, the thing about it is you are not helping the show by talking about it on your platform. You are causing issues and making enemies. So if you are doing this and it affects the help, just stop. The show does not need the help. Reese G responded again. He said, as far as me talking about you on my platform, I will have anything to talk about if you would stop being negative. All of this came from you and your friend being messy on an interview, and you ran with it months ago. So, of course, I had to defend myself and my show against the negativity you started to put out. So I'm asking you as humbly and respectfully as I can, would you please stop your unsolicited effort to help the show? I said this, I will continue to do reviews. Listen, I will continue to do reviews on Chasing Dallas. He responded, for clarity, would you be as negative as you have been before? If the show is good, I would give good reviews. Boom. Okay. I did reviews on Chasing Atlanta. Some was good. Some was not so good. Reese G response was, there's a way to give an opinion without being nasty. But clarity, very simple question. I don't think I was being nasty. I don't think I was being nasty. You just don't agree with my commentary. Reese G responded, will you be as negative as you have been before if you continue to review the show? The show is not out yet, so I can't answer that question. Reese G responded, because honestly, you did not say anything about the trailer. You just took shots. It was negative. I said, and I responded, I was planning on doing a review on the trailer, but I had to respond to you. And then Reese G response was, and you very well can answer that question because you know exactly what you do. You put out insults to build a reaction. So I ask one more time for clarity, will you be as negative as you have been before as you review the show? I respond with this. That's your opinion about me. You are wrong, sir. I entertain my audience with my opinion. And then Reese G responds, in a negative way, you do. I'm asking in reference to me and the show on your platform. Would you continue to be as negative as you have been before? That's all I'm asking. And I respond to Reese G, you keep on saying negative. What I did was gave my honest assessment about the show. You should come on my show. Call me, I told Reese G. And this is what Reese G's response was. Well, Wiley, all I have to say is this. I'm going to do with you the best in your career as a blogger. You know exactly what your audience like. You know how to get a rise out of people. And you know how to not care about the people you affect in the process. If you continue to do the things that you do, more power to you. If that works for you, all I'm asking is that you add to all the negativity I already get from the Dallas community. I don't know that you are looking for as an end game, but I hate that you think that by being so negative, it will get you there successfully. And as you go in your career, if you want to be successful, please make sure your sources give you the correct information. I wish you the best. And I responded to him, thank you, bro. I will continue to do reviews. And I reached back out to him this year. Now, we haven't talked since November 4th, 2019, and I reached out to him, and I said, keep up the good work, and he said, thanks, and I said, I would love to interview me about what? I said, Chase the Dallas, when? Are you free tomorrow? I would love to have a conversation, and see, that's why I stopped, you know, talking about chasing reality and reviewing the show, because soon as I review the show and I give my honest assessment, it's a problem. Soon as I get a source that gives me some information, it's a problem. Because one of the cast members was giving me tea, and I ran with information, right? And so a lot of these reality shows, the Chase in Dallas and all these, they can't handle when a person give commentary. They just want you to kiss they ass, and they just want you to suck on they whatever and sing they praises. But I'm not that type of commentary. I'm not that type of brother. I sit in my chair. I used to have a notebook, but now I have my index card because it's a little better. And I write down the stuff, just like I saw episode one. Okay, it was a little snooze fest. You know, they said Carrie D supposed to be this producer. And see, should I go there? Should I go there? This is why I don't get invited to the party, but I got to be honest. And I like Carrie D, but Carrie D must first have a successful solo career before he try to help other artists. That's just my honest opinion. Is that wrong for me not to say that? I may not never get Carrie D on my show. But he must first have a successful solo career. And then once you have your successful solo career, then you can actually help and give suggestions and ideas to other artists. You must first get on the Billboard charts. You must first get an NAACP Image Award, Soul Train Award, Grammy, before you try to take an artist under your wing. The artist that they had on there was trash. And he was doing confessionals. I'm like, why is he doing confessionals? He's not a cast member. But if I say this, I'm the big bad bully. If I say this, oh, wow, you shouldn't say this. So that's why I sit on the sidelines and I be silent and I don't give commentary on these shows. And this is why you don't really see a cast member on there, because we're going to keep it real over here. If I'm going to sit down and watch this show, which I'm not getting paid to review, I got to keep it real with my audience. And that was just on episode one. Then you have Robert up there, child, got his mama up there, and I'm not going to try to read the mama or whatever. Got her up there eating barbecue. Can't hardly hear their conversation. Oh, yeah, mama. Mama didn't even know none of the people you talking about. So why you got mama up there? I know you're trying to be all personable, but it could have been a whole other type of conversation. Mama don't know them people. Now, would have made that scene interesting in episode one? Maybe if you would have brought some of the people that you talking about and let your mama read the person or introduce the mama don't know none of these people that you hang around talking about. She want to eat her barbecue or her ribs. But anywho, I said that. Now, if y'all want me to continue to review the show, I'll review the show, but I'm going to be honest. This is why my phone don't ring to go to premiere parties, because I keep it too real. Who want me to review? Anybody want me to review the show? Anybody? Who want me to review the show? I'll review it, but can I be real? Okay? Can I be real? Okay, and this is why they don't come. They used to come on my show, but they typically don't come. I'm typically being blackballed. They don't come on Signal 23 TV. You know, I love Signal 23 TV, their content, but the CEO told all of his members, his employees, do not go on the Wiley Show. He is blackballed. Why did he say that? Because the reason why he said it is because I was calling him out of his behavior. I was calling him out of his trash business decision as being a trashy business owner. And so he sent me an email and said, none of my members will come on your show. Did I lose an ounce of sleep? No. But I gave my honest opinion about the show. And I've done it in person. So I don't know if many of y'all don't even know who Signal 23 is, because y'all ain't paying for that type of content. But Signal 23, a little backstory of that, it was about him. I don't know if y'all remember that show about him with Brandon Carson and stuff like that. I got a ticket to go see Brandon Carson, Signal 23 in Chicago. They did the show, and it was just so successful. They did a tour and everything, and Rico Pruitt, I don't know if y'all know who Rico Pruitt is, during that time, he was telling me he don't have a contract, and I said, hey. And I've always had a good business mind, because he called me, and I had to interview him, and I talked to him a night before. I was living with my grandmother, and I remember I told Rico, I said, Rico, you need a contract. Oh, yeah, Wiley, I ain't got no contract. You know, he gives me food. He give me a place to stay. I'm saying, but you're still bringing in money to his company. How much money is he giving you? Or he just giving you room and board? You're bringing money to him. How much are you getting? He ain't had no contract. And then all this stuff came out where he said, I ain't getting paid. He was saying all this stuff down on social media. But years ago, you had a conversation with Brother Wiley, and I said, get a contract. Get an entertainment attorney to look over the contract. But I'm the big bad bully. And then he got a boyfriend. He screwed him, put cum all in him. And then he started dragging me on social media. That's why I stopped covering these LGBT shows. Because they can't handle Wiley giving their opinion. Because they're going to watch. They're going to be in the bushes. And then they'll send me an email. Okay? So, like Reese G, I remember where some of y'all don't know, when me and him, I was real covering Chasing Atlanta. They would post me on Chasing Atlanta, real active on Chasing Atlanta. Okay. And Reese called me. He came on the show. He commented. He said, hey, Wiley, I'm going to be bringing Chasing Dallas. I'm going to be doing a show, Chasing Dallas. Do you want to be a part of the project? I said, yeah, I would love to, you know, let's keep me updated and stuff like that. I didn't want to be a cast member. I wanted to be an executive producer. And then if I want to be a cast member, I want to create a control, especially if I tell all my story, catfishing, getting into fights with people, throwing drinks, throwing tables, you know, delivering, okay? I want to get a check. So let me be executive producer and, you know, let me host an after show on my channel so I can get an extra check, okay? All right, so it didn't go as planned. But Reese, the little fallout that we had, he went after I, you know, screwed him, and we made love. Okay, that's the appropriate term. He went to Atlanta, and he was telling people about how big my team was, how good it was. He was telling people in Atlanta. The people in Atlanta came back and told me what he said. So I came out publicly and said, yes, we did make love. It was amazing. Okay? Okay? It was boo boo bad about it. It was really great. But it's a problem because why did you say that? But you told the people in Atlanta. So I'm just confirming what you were telling them. This is why I don't really cover a lot of things of these shows. That's why I don't cover it. Only time they share stuff is when these people kissing their butt. Wiley gonna keep it real. I don't know why I'm on this stuff. I'm going to keep it real. Okay, I don't know how we get here, but we here. I may have a cock eye, but dear God, I'm here. I'm here, okay? I may be black. I may have a cock eye. I may be ugly, but I'm here, okay? And I'm going to keep it real, okay? So if y'all want me to cover these shows, just know Wiley going to keep it real. And then we can have dialogue. And my thing is this, stop telling the cast members not to come on the Wiley Show. And I'll be telling these cast members, y'all ain't getting paid. How you going to listen to somebody that's going to tell you not to come on the show and y'all ain't getting no doggone check? Y'all ain't getting no check. You can't tell me who I can and cannot speak to if you ain't getting paid. Let's not be dumb here. You ain't getting that one check the first, and you gonna listen to them tell you not to come? You ain't getting no check. That's your apartment that you paying rent for. Them your clothes that you showing up to the scene for. They got no stylist. Them the clothes that you put on. When you eat that barbecue, you pay for the barbecue. When you go to the trip, you paying for your plane ticket. Anyway, I'm just saying, that stuff, that really triggers me. That really, really triggers. I understand if you getting paid a good paycheck, then I understand. Listen to your boss. But if you're not getting paid, you should be able to go and speak to whomever you want to speak to. Okay? So, all right. So we will cover, I'm going to say this, it's going to trigger some people on Chasing Dallas. I understand they might want to pull up to my front door. They're going to end up in jail just that quick because I don't go to no events. You pull up to my front door, just end up in jail. Anybody got to tell them, all that stuff don't work to me. I'm going to pull up. That stuff don't get to me. You pull up if you want to, sir, and end up in prison. And I'm going to be right there in court with my ruby red dress shirt and my bow tie and my snakeskin shoes, and I'm going to show every court case, period, point blank. I don't play, okay? But anyway, but yeah, I'm going to cover the show, okay? And yes, do I have the episode of me and Reese G? Hold up. Do we have that episode? Producers, control room, do y'all have an episode? Oh, my God, that is an episode. Give me a second to see if I can pull it up. I remember that. Give me a second to see if I can pull. I have history with these people. I go way back with these people. Oh, man. Let me see if I can pull it up. Oh, give me a second. Man, I'm triggered. Y'all got me triggered. I understand when some of the viewers say, Wiley, you triggered because I can trigger myself. You got to be a powerful person if you can trigger yourself. Control room, do y'all have when me and Reese G was going at it? Control room, give me a second. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up. Control room. Okay, I got it right here. Hold on 1 second. Control room. Give me a second. All right, give me a second. Let me play that little throwback. Is it Thursday? Oh, this is a throwback Thursday. This is a throwback Thursday. All right, give me a second. All right. Thank you, Deborah. Baby, the producers is in the building. All right, this was OT, but it's new to some of y'all. I just want to play it. They said, Wiley, you ain't covering Chasing in Dallas. I'm going to tell you why I don't cover it. See, when I get to talking, it's hard to shut me up when I get to talking. All right, let me see.
People up in my Facebook.
Okay, here we go. Let me screen share.
A couple of things I want to say.
Oh, I was skinny, too.
I want to say I'm the Wiley Show. I have a platform that I do. I stream live around on YouTube, 5,000 subscribers. I want people.
Oh, we was at 5,000 people. Wait a minute. We was at 5,000 people. Now we at 21,000? Oh, man. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, growth. Growth is in the building. What? What? We was at 5,000? And now we at 21,000. Turn to your neighbor. I don't care if you're at work. Hold up. Anybody at work, I don't care if you're in a meeting. Stop the meeting. Get off the Zoom and turn to your neighbor. Tell your supervisor, growth. Go in your supervisor office. Put down your sandwich. Go in there and tell your supervisor, growth. Janet right there. Tell her grow. Tell her grow. Grow. I don't care where we at. All right. I said grow. I need y'all to type right now. Type grow in a chat box. Type grow in a chat box. I was at 5,000 subscribers. Say growth. Oh, man. Okay. Oh, no. You just came right on time, Peaches. All right. All right. Let's see. Growth. Let me see.
This, you know, for a very long time. So I tagged Tony Stone and many people up in this post because I wanted to get a couple of things off my chest. Tony is a supporter of Chasing Dallas. He is a supporter of Chasing Atlanta. So on today, I was minding my own.
Oh, wait a minute.
On business, and I was tagged in a post. I was tagged in.
Hold on 1 second. Is it good? What's going on? Hold on 1 second. I want to make sure y'all can hear this. I want to make sure y'all can hear this. Give me a second.
In a post of Stone. And this is the thing, Stone. I don't know why you have a problem with me. I have no issue with you, brother. I think you're doing amazing. I just really think you're soft. I think that you don't want to call these people out because you don't want to be out of the in crowd. And I get it because you cool with Chasing Dallas people. You're cool with Chasing Atlanta people, and I think your opinion has been bought. I think that you get on your channel and you do all this talking down to Wiley, but you show Wiley love behind the scenes. So, brother, I'm not going to...
Okay, call it out somebody on Facebook because he was like, oh, you shouldn't be saying this, Wiley, because he was like, I thought he was kissing the butt of Reese G and the producer so he could sit down with these people, and I just didn't want to do it. I wanted to give my honest opinion. So give me a second. Let me see if I can pull it up when he's on there. I want to make sure get him when he go on there. Give me a second.
Because I don't want to get sued. Hey, Reese.
What? It definitely want to do this. Hold on. Let me make sure. Let me pause for a second. What in the world is it doing? Let me get the least settings. Okay. Here we go. All right, so I'm going to do it a couple of minutes. We can bring it on so we can definitely talk. Hopefully it goes through, but definitely have this conversation. Definitely growth. I came in at 18K. Thank you. I do not know why is it doing that. Come on, computer.
People up in my Facebook post. Because it's okay. Not true. It's a lie. They need to apologize. Not a check. But it's... Allegedly. Let me say allegedly because I don't want to get sued. Hey, Reese. Welcome.
What is going on? I really want to play this, but it keep doing that. Hold on. Before we can play that. Let's see.
The problem one of your cast members said I was a rapist. That's a lie. And he needs to apologize.
One of the cast members did say that. And oh, baby, when you played the receipt, they really did. And I confronted that cast member. I definitely confronted that cast member. We was at an event, and I was nominated for an award, and I confronted the person that said it. I said, why would you say something like that? That's not true. I confronted them. And, baby, I was going to confront you. If you're going to sit there and, hey, come here. What's going on? He came on YouTube, got with a group of people that did not like me and just lied, just told a whole bunch of lies. And I confronted him about it in a second. You're not going to just sit there and lie. Okay? You're just not going to do that. They really thought that was going to talk about I got so drunk, baby. Bye. How can you get a drunk? Come on, make that make sense. I vlogged that event. How can you get a drunk drunk? That drunk brought all that liquor, got drunk, and didn't remember. And then now you want to say, oh, Big Wally. Oh, man, get out of here. I confronted him. And they didn't even know this person. And the thing about, and I learned a lesson. A lot of this stuff I don't do no more because I was so free. I would pick people up, meet up with folks. Not no more. You ain't going to hardly ever get a meet up with Wally unless you've been vetted, unless you've been vetted. We in a public place. All that. Them days. They didn't have a smoke. Baby, I was ready. He was talking a lot of stuff. I was ready. Because anytime I go to the event, I'm always prepared to fight. I'm prepared to have a couple of weapons. You know what I'm saying? Just in case to defend myself. And I'm going to confront you. I just can't sit there. And I say, hey, brother, come here. Reese didn't come to speak to me. He didn't come and speak to me. But I pull a Markel to the, I say, hey, come speak to me. Hey. And he ain't got no problem. He just listened to a liar that came to my house, got sloppy drunk, and didn't remember what he did the next day. He had all these bottles, which he was supposed to give to me for my housewarming gift, and he drunk all the housewarming liquor. And I was a good friend, and I even know him. That was my first time meeting him. And I called my kid. I said, you know, he's this way. I'm going to call him Uber to pick him up because I couldn't drive him home because I had a couple of sips of liquor. And even if I take a couple of sips of liquor, I'm not going to drive under the influence because of sips of liquor, technically you're under the influence. So I called him Uber. And I learned from that lesson. Now I don't do that no more. Listen, you got to have your car. I ain't offer you no liquor. Listen, you get you a fruit juice, a Red Bull, a chocolate milk. But them days as having top shelf liquor, because back in the day I would have Hennessy, Chirac, all type of stuff, but not no more. No liquor, okay? This is a dry county. Okay? See, they have you on the show. We going to have a show. Wow. Yeah, it was a group. Literally, it was a group of them. It was a group of them. They were coming at Wally hard. They was coming at me hard. But where they at today? Still out there struggling, and we still here blessed and highly favored. Blessed. They sit and lied. They thought of all type of lies. But anyway, I'm getting triggered today. Put me on the show. It's going to be a show because I really got real beats. It's going to be real. They better have some real security because I already know. Let him try to say, get out of pocket. I'm going all the way in, baby. Iron Mike Wallet. I'm going to just say that right now. So I'm not about to go ahead and risk myself going to jail on no free reality show. So I ain't going to sign up for nothing like that because I already know it's going to be WWE, SmackDown, Raw, up in there. So I'm just not going to do it. You can just sit on down with that because you talk about a show? Oh, man. All right. That's that level. Hopefully we can get to that on there, okay? Man, I want all the smoke, and I'm definitely there ready for it, okay? It would have been WWE Raw and Uncut. Okay? I pulled Mikel to the side. I did. I pulled him to the side. Surely did. All right. Let me see if we could talk. Let me see. Is this it right here?
Slide on me. And if I hear any of that on Chase the Dallas, may God is my witness, I will sue the heck out of that show. Because he lied.
Is that a threat?
No,
is that a threat?
That is a promise. I don't play when it comes to my name. You can roast me, you can talk about my eyes, you can talk about my teeth, but when you call me a rapist because you have nothing else to say, that is classless, and that is tasteless, and that is doggone wrong. And I need an apology because this is not true.
Okay.
Okay. Is that a threat? Is that a threat? No, that's a promise. I will take Chase Reality to court in a second. You're not going to sit there and just lie on me. See, my thing, I didn't want to bring in a lawyer. I want to bring it to the streets. Skip the lawyer. Let's get up. Let's come in the ring. I love wrestling. I would love to put you in a leg drop. A tombstone. An ankle lock. Man, okay. Oh, it just ain't meant for me to play this clip because it's keep buffering on the clip. It's really not meant for me to play the clip. But we'll play a little bit more if you let us play it, okay? Yes. So the man that came from New York, and he was a fan of our show, right? He said, well, I'm coming to Dallas. I was like, yeah, come on, I can pick you up. I didn't even have a card in. So it was this thing where you can rent cars with people that rent out cars. At their houses or something. So I had rented a car. It was a nice car, right? And I picked the guy up and picked him up. He had all his liquor. And he was like, yeah, Wally, we're going to do this interview on drink. And I got to meet up with Marquette. I said, cool. Would you interview? And the interview went so long because he was drinking and stuff like that. Then I had a roommate at the time that was staying with me. And he was just drinking and drinking and drinking. So I sent him an Uber to go home, right? I reached out to Marquia and sent some Uber to go home. And then the guy came, talking about, oh, I had to go to therapy. I wanted to fight Wiley. Wiley Carr was this. He was just saying all this stuff. I'm like, dude, no, you ain't. No, you're, why are you telling these people lies, talking about you want to box me? You want me to get a flight to New York and come to New York and address you, sir? I'm like, this man sat there and just lied on me. And I didn't know this person. I just knew him off of YouTube, right? And I was interviewing and I was doing a show. He was a fan of the show. He was a fan. And during that time, the Wiley Show wasn't popping, right? That was a time you happy if you get 13 people in the building. Baby, if I had 132 people watching me back in the day, I'd shout for joy. But back in the day, we get one person. Back in the day, 10 people. You had 20 people, baby. You doing that. Okay, another reason to say grow. So that was the time I didn't have a lot of y'all that wasn't watching my show. And so we were doing this episode, and he came back on YouTube and he told this story, and it was just all out of lies, and all these people that did not like me hating on me. So I was, oh, that's my friend. Why just didn't even know this cat, right? He wanted to be on a reality show, never made it, never wanted to be the successful person, never made it, and he wanted to just lie on the Wiley Show, okay? And so a lot of the people from Chasing Dallas tried to pick it up and bring that to the forefront. And, baby, I sent them a good old email. I don't mind suing that show. I sue it in a heartbeat. But I didn't want to sue. I wanted to box. I wanted to say, hey, let's take it to the ring. Okay? All right? But anyway, let's see if we can play a little bit of clips of this. Let me see. Okay? Check this butt right on live, too. I don't play. I don't play when it comes to stuff like that. I would definitely check it and stuff like that. I definitely don't pray with stuff like that. And I tell people, and that's why I kind of like relate. You know, when people say stuff about Jason Lee, I always come out and say, be very careful because people try to label me as that. And so when you become, and then I talked to somebody, said, well, when you become successful, people going to say whatever. Then my mother came on my show one time and she said, you got to learn how to get out of people because people, in the type of business you're on and the type of business you you're doing, people would just make up lies about you. It is what it is. So I have to learn that. But, baby, I will confront you. I'm not no scary. I'm 6'2", almost 300 pounds, baby. And let's rumble, baby, rumble. Okay? I'm a peaceful person. But if you try me, I pull his leg off and we just get to work. All right, anyway, let's see if we can play a little bit more of this. Y'all, good morning. I was not planning on being this triggered this morning. That's big one. I was not telling you because people, they tried me and they lied on me and I confronted, I was ready to go. I'm going to confront you. If you lie to me, like, hey, it's one thing to lie somebody on the internet. It's one thing a lot of them on the internet. It's another thing when you see the person you lied to in person, and let's see, and I want to see you, baby. I was ready. Oh, man, let's tell a little bit more of this clip. Man, hey, shout out to Flame. Oh, you better come through. Flame Monroe is in the chat. Okay. Yeah, and it just, with me, it was, and I'm not even, hold on, you know, I'm not even, you know, quote unquote famous. I'm not a millionaire. I had people coming at me hard. I have a special gift. I had a really, yes, I was going to pull my leg off, and I was at this event. And let me tell you, I was at the event, and I saw them coming in, because we was all nominated. Chasing Dallas was nominated, and The Wiley Show was nominated for an award, and I was there. And I already in my mind, I said, I could body drop this person in the table, all this stuff. And I had my camera stand with me, and it's real heavy. And I said, whoop, whoop, whoop. Like, I was prepared. I was prepared for a fight. But God is my witness. It's like they weren't about that life. So I was like, okay. All right, let me do my interview. Let me see if I'm going to get nominated. Let me see if I'm going to win this award. Didn't win the award. I went home and stuff like that. But let's play a little bit more of that clip. Let's see if they – what is that? I will pull this leg off in a second. Hold on. Wait a minute. Where is he at? Okay, hold on. Let's see. I don't know if it's going to work, but hello.
Get no check, so put him in check.
No. No, I'm not going to put him in check for anything that he said about you, because it's not going to be on the show, because it's not necessary. So what's your problem?
My problem with you is, I confirmed that we had relations. I just confirmed the story. You put the information out, Reese. You put it out there. I only confirmed what you put out.
Oh, man, don't want me to play the video. We'll play this another time. Because it ain't working. But we had a conversation, and so, yeah, I'm just going to be honest with you, and I'm just give my honest opinion. And one thing I love about, you know, having my show and my audience, they love us, and they love the people to do it. I'm going to have to do a restream on it. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to have to probably like refresh my computer and stuff like that to make sure that works. But we'll come back and revisit it. Almost definitely. But I learned. And after I got upset, after I got away from like all of this and time will pass, I reflect. I said, well, you got to be careful who you invite in the house. And you can't have everybody in your house and offer them liquor and stuff like that. And you just can't, you know, your heart is in a good place, but it's just not good, you know. So I stopped doing it. So then, let me tell you how God works. Come on, somebody, baby. Y'all know who August is. August from Real High Boys of Houston. He came to my house, and I interviewed him. Very attractive guy. And came, get interviewed, left, boom. Another attractive guy came, interviewed, left, boom. It was no liquor involved at all. And I kept that policy for if I interview you in person, it just will not be any liquor at all, because it's just not going to happen, because everybody can't handle their liquor, okay? It's just not going to happen. So I don't even drink. I just don't. I like fruit juice, Sprite, give me a burger, give me some chicken wings, turkey legs. That's not a drinker, okay? All right? Yeah, because these people, child, it was literally a hot mess. But nevertheless, we are still here, right? And they said that you were professional. They came back and see how God worked. August came like, no, Wiley was very professional. I'm a very professional guy. What I got to do to hump and all that stuff? I'm like, come on now. Come on. No. I'm not that type of person. I'm not that desperate for a man. So we had, I've learned from that, okay? I've learned from that, and it was like them rumors, it was real heavy. So when people say stuff about the Jason Lee's and stuff like that, I can relate, because I'm like, these people, they will put stuff on you. They will put stuff on, and it was really getting to me, baby. I was ready to go. It was one person in California. I was ready to book a flight. See, when you manic, hold up, when you got bipolar and you manic, you start, hey, let me pick a flight. And then people start sending me, so let me pull up. Hey, brother, you said this about me on internet. I don't like it. I'm here. Let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But God said, you know, no, son, go through this moment, learn from this moment, but don't, you know, get out of character. Keep building your show. And I stay focused, build the show, and all this stuff. But I shine, okay? And they were coming at me hard. It was a season of them coming at me real hard. And, baby, I wanted to take some flights. I was ready. So, but nevertheless, we didn't take any flights. We stayed focused on our show. And we just having a good time. But, yeah, you guys. but I thank God for my audience and, you know, all the type of people for coming on our show, for watching our show. It was definitely at a moment, you know what I'm saying? And I've learned that once you become popular and on that, and I don't think that I'm popular on YouTube, but other people see your popular. Come on, somebody. Other people see that gift. I didn't see it. And I was confused. I'm like, I ain't even popular. I'm just a cock-eyed YouTuber with a couple of hundred people watching me. But other people see that gift, and they don't like it because I said something they didn't like. He said this about me. It was one person on the panel. And I said, what's wrong with you? Wow, I got something to say about you. I'm like, what's the problem? You said something about me, and I didn't like it. I said, bruh, I don't even remember what I said. I apologize and stuff like that. But I said, brother, if you're trying to be on these reality shows, if you're trying to become to be in a public eye, you have to take criticism. People are going to criticize you. But if you got my DM or my information, hit me up in the DM and we could talk about it. We could have a conversation about it. But he didn't like me. He just didn't like, and then we talked and we got over it and stuff like that. You know, so I could be a little rough, and that's why I don't cover a lot of them shows. Okay, man, I was ready to catch a flight. Let's catch a flight. Baby, oh, man, I was getting this uncle. I was real manic, and no voice like, just get a flight. Just catch them, you know, catch them when they go into the grocery store. And I had to really stop and stuff like that. But this is being on social media in this game, it could be really rough and stuff like that. But nevertheless, we are here, and we're going to continue to have our show. I'll continue to be successful, and we're going to continue to put in the work. And we will cover Chasing Dallas. Yes, we will cover the episode, and we will cover it. I'm going to be honest about the shows. I'm already on episode one, so I'm going to watch all the episodes, and I'm going to give my review, and we review it every week. Because what I think for a community, the LGBT community, get to have these shows and show the light and show black love. I love to see that transgenders, you know, drag queens, bottoms. I love to see bottoms. I love to see tops. I love to see people, you know, really doing shows, right? I think that's amazing, especially if you're a bottom and all. I love that. I love to see the trade or the fake trade. I love to see the singer that, you know, I love to see all this stuff, right? and I will cover the show, and it's entertaining, and I get great views when I cover the show, cover these shows, and I brought a lot of people, even G Status. Remember G Status? I wanted to host G Status, and we put our bid in. I said, let me host G Status. Let me host the reunion. You see how God worked? The reunion didn't ever come out. The show started messing up. If they would have brought me on there, hey, I would open up in a prayer. I would have blessed the cast, you know, in prayer. We would have went on a fast because I got some prayer warriors, and all that stuff wouldn't have happened. They would have, all the episodes would have came out, and the reunion would have came out, but they didn't have that at the reunion. They didn't want Wiley at the reunion. But if I would have came over and it would have came out, I said, put Wiley on there. So we'll see how that's going to go when they come out with their new season and stuff like that. We'll cover it because I love the show, okay? They didn't even do a reunion. Didn't know. Yeah. Excuse me. I think something happened. I don't know what happened to the internet or whatever. Let me see if I can call G Status. Let me see if I call him on Instagram and see if they answer. Give me a second. Y'all know I love me some Let me see. Hold on. Where's she at? Let me see. Is this G Status? Let me call him on Instagram. Hold on. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have known nothing about them shows. See? I put a lot of people on them shows. Cut me my check. Cut me my check. Brought people to the show. Cut me my check right now. Cut me my check right now. Okay, I brought people to them shows, and it was getting so, hold on, let me say this. I would cover G Status so much that when the show stopped, I was getting phone calls. People would call me and text me saying, Wiley, when is G Status going to come out? When is the new episode going to come out? I covered the show so much that people were calling me, emailing me, and I said, I'm not a producer. I'm just a black man with a mic and doing commentary on the show. I love the characters. And then again, a rumor came up. Let me just tell you. I was minding my own business. I got a text from Sherrod. I don't know if y'all know who Sherrod is. I got a text from Sherrod. And Sherrod said, it's a rumor about us. They said that we had that we have sex parties. That we in. I'm like, no. I'm like, we never met. They start putting rumors out about me and Sherrod. That we were screwing. I never met the man. Because I said in one of the episodes, if he likes people to pay, if he's an escort, I wouldn't mind paying for his service. But they took that and twisted it and said, they getting it in. We never met. He's a good guy. That's my friend. That's my brother. Now, I'm not going to say we will never screw because he's attractive. You know, hey. All right. Two wrongs don't make it right. But tonight is the night I get. Okay. All right. So if it happened, it happened. But it never happened because we never met. All right? Anyway, so he put the rumor out, and because it was a storyline that what was the name? One of the cast members' boyfriend paid Sherrod to screw him or them to make love, and he must have paid him $50, $6. And I said, hey, I give him $100. What can I get? I wouldn't mind providing the service. Hey, we come through it. Hey. But he's a good friend. I love him. I love watching his pictures. You know what I'm saying? I would love to be in a relationship with him if we ever do that. He is one of my crushes and stuff like that. But I typically don't really post, like, their pictures and stuff because they make these unbelievable rumors about me. So that's why I got to be tread very carefully covering these shows. I got to tread very carefully covering these shows and stuff like that. But nevertheless, y'all want me to cover Chasing Dallas. Y'all want me to cover G-Status. Y'all want me to cover Coming Up ATL. And we're going to cover it because I like the show. And once I sit down and write on these index cards, baby, I'm ready to get go in. Because them shows are more entertaining than these reality shows that we see on TV. Okay? At least give Wiley credit if you don't have the money. Yeah, give us credit. We bought a lot of people on them shows. Nobody can review a web series like Wiley. Okay? All right? Yeah, Day Wiley Day. Our day was tied up in so much mess, but whoosh, I kept on building and kept on believing in myself. And now I move forward. That's what you got to do. It's going to be seasons where people try to come at you, look at you sideways. So now I know how to handle a crisis if a crisis do develop. Whew. Anyway, they said, Wiley, you ain't cover me right. You so mean. Come on, bruh. How you want to be a reality star? You can't handle a bipolar cock-eyed man giving commentary. You can't handle me giving commentary. Your feelings hurt. You can't handle a man that's cock-eyed and running nose. You can't handle his commentary. Come on now. Whew. Once I was lost and I could not find my way, Jesus came in, turned midnight into day. Now I can thank the Lord. Now I can say, I won't turn back, I won't turn back, I will not turn away. Yes. Oh, man, bringing back so many memories. Just so many memories, and I just thank you all so very much. Hey, I felt that right there. Felt that right there. Oh, man. All right. All right. yes. Okay. Thank you all so very much. Moderators, please pass around the peppermints and the collection plate. All right. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. All right, this is offering time. Get out the offering baskets, okay? Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. All right. Oh, man. Whew. Okay, they got me singing. Hey, that's not like singing an old church song, man. I am from the old school. It's something about them old. Hey! It's something about them old church songs, okay? All right. But I'm going to say this in my close. Producers, I got a letter in the mail. They want to put me on the Honor Society. And I'm taking this math class and I need your prayers. If you are a tutor, if you can assist me, please email me. I don't know anything about this class, but I'm going to do my best and make sure I get through it, okay? I know he's going to make it possible. He's going to open up ways because I don't want to drop that GPA because I've been doing really good on all the courses, and it's just this particular course I'm just not good at. But nevertheless, I got to research tutors, and hopefully one come through that I can get help in that particular area. But definitely that's one of the courses on there. But they sent the letter, and they want me to be in this honest about it, and I don't want to drop that GPA. I don't want to get a bad grade, okay? All right, my little cousin good at math. If you need, I need help. I definitely need help, okay? And it's something, let me see, what kind of course is this that I'm taking? Because it's not college algebra. This is something else. This is called, hold on, let me see. Give me a second. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. All right. Oh, let me see. What kind of course is this? Give me a second. I'm going to see. Let me log in. So the map, this course, oh, hold on. What's going on? Hold on. This is called, I can't even pronounce it, Quantitative Reasoning, Math 216T, Quantitative Reasoning, I think that's the name of it. Okay, compared to the critically analyze and solve problems using quantitative reasoning, assuming real world scenarios, using Noor's reasoning skills and mathematical literacy to draw to draw a conclusion. But nevertheless, we're going to pass it. Okay? I believe I'm going to pass this. I believe it. I'm not even going to let that come through. I'm going to pass that. Nevertheless, we're going to pass it. We're going to get it through. Okay? We're going to pass it. Yes, we definitely going to pass it. You would pass the class. I was joking. Yeah, I'm going to pass. You didn't even use this in my daily life. Right. I'm going to pass it, you know. But nevertheless, we're getting. And I got to record this podcast. But on Spreaker, you could do a live podcast. Give me a second. Hold on, let me see. Hope I'm saying the name right. Sprinker? Did I say it right? I think you do a live podcast because it got on here record. It got on here start. You put live. Put the title. Okay. I put Colin Powell. What else should I talk about in the podcast? Colin Powell. Any other suggestions y'all want me to hear in the podcast? Let me see. Let me know. Mav, don't be mad. Let me see. We thank you. That all I know is to do acid track divide. I graduated TSU in 2004. I don't remember a thing. I don't remember a thing. But we definitely going to get it through. Thank you all so very much. We good. That's it. That is it. I'm going to do this podcast episode because I'm up. I drank me a cup of coffee. Got to be at the barbershop soon. But I can record this podcast right now. So, people, you can listen to the live podcast. You got to be on Spreaker, okay? All right, so go on Spreaker. And I'm going to just say rest in peace, Colin Powell. I don't know what. I'll help him. Yes. I feel like going to church right now. Oh. He go live. What's up? This is the Wally Show podcast, and I want to talk about Colin Powell. Okay, I see a lot of people saying rest in peace. He was our first Secretary of State. He was a first African American security advisor, and a lot of things that I'm hearing about Colin Powell all over the internet and all over media coverage. And thank you all. I'm recording the podcast. I will see y'all later. And with this being said, that Colin Powell, they were saying that he's just a great man and he done great things for this country. He was a patriot. He was all these things. And I want to be 100% honest. He was responsible for the death of millions of people, innocent people in Iraq, millions of people in that country. And he even went to the UN and he said, you know, it's reports that it's weapons of mass destruction. And the Bush administration, they went to war with a country and no evidence of mass weapons of mass destruction. That was a lie. So in one hand, we can say rest in peace. And on another hand, we can also call out the behavior of Colin Powell, of this decisions that General Colin Powell made and how it affected so many people. And another thing that I've done my research on Colin Powell, where he were talking about, you know, Minister Louis Farrakhan and how Minister Louis Farrakhan is not a good man, how he preaches hate. And because I'm speaking about the Million Man March, and Colin Powell was one of the ones that I wish that somebody else would have thought of that idea, bringing men together and just not him. And if you listen to the speech, Minister Farrakhan did not preach any hate. Minister Farrakhan was preaching truth, and he brought nearly 2 million men showed up. And they tried to downplay the success of the Million Man March. And if you even know any history, the NAACP, the Urbanly, all of the civil rights organizations did not want to go into attend or support Minister Louis Farrakhan because of his comments, and they feel that he's controversial. A lot of them would love to attend, but the white institutions that speak so negatively of him, they pushed away. And a lot of times, it's a lot of black folks that love Minister Farrakhan, that love to his speeches and know that he speak truth to power. But they say, hey, if we continue with this and continue with this, okay? All right, hold on one second. Continue with this. This is how this goes. But back to Colin Powell. This is the first episode, you guys. Let's just be perfectly clear. He had made some mistakes. And President Trump put out a post about him. And the post that he put about him is true. You know, he lied. And we can say rest in peace. I don't agree with President Trump about the whole thing. He was a fake Republican and he was only a Republican in name. I think that he did not was a fan of President Trump. He wasn't a fan of President. He even endorsed the first black president of the United States. Okay. But I think Colin Powell was a Republican at heart. But he had to be called out for the death of millions of people in Iraq and that have died. So that is just my whole idea of Colin Powell. And let me know how I did. Peace. Mm-hmm.
Saturday, October 30th, discover the all-new-to-market community of Paloma Vista during the grand opening land sale. Save $10,000 off 20-acre home sites, priced from $149.9. Offering a prime location just 2 hours from Fort Worth and Austin, Paloma Vista has the most spectacular hill country views. Don't wait. Save $10,000 off 20-acre home sites, priced from $149.9. Call 877-333-8780 or visit PalomaVista.com. Price includes discount. Call for complete details.
Move in with Frontier Fiber Optic Internet.
Hey, it's us.
Your 10 o'clock video conference meeting?
Sorry, I was on mute.
We heard you were moving.
It's time to upgrade to Frontier.
And get upload speeds 25 times faster than cable.
500 meg internet is just $49.99 per month with autopay, plus free activation. You even get a $100 Visa reward card, too.
So, let's talk next steps.
Do what cable can't. Move in with Frontier.
Go to frontier.com/getmoving for complete offer details. Service is subject to availability and all terms and conditions.
Saturday, October 30th, discover the all-new-to-market community of Paloma Vista during the grand opening land sale. Save $10,000 off 20-acre home sites, priced from $149.9. Offering a prime location just 2 hours from Fort Worth and Austin, Paloma Vista has the most spectacular hill country views. Don't wait. Save $10,000 off 20-acre home sites, priced from $149.9. Call 877-333-8780 or visit PalomaVista.com. Price includes discount. Call for complete details.
Frontier Fiber Optic Internet is so fast, it almost makes you feel sorry for your tired old cable service. With Frontier, you can surf, stream, and game with upload speeds 25 times faster than cable for a great price and free activation. Frontier 500 meg is just $49.99 a month with autopay. You even get a $100 Visa reward.
Let me go to YouTube.